Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and back with us, love talking to this guy, Nick Pope, UFO investigator, the show Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. And now you get a chance to see these guys in person. Nick, how you doing?
Very well, thanks. Busy time, lots going on.
Yeah, it really is. And now you've got this tour, which is a pretty cool thing. This is the Ancient Aliens a tour that's going around the country, Project Earth. And what is this all about? This is just a kind of an extension of the show, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's some of the best known people that you see on the show. And we've got, I think there's currently like, we've done maybe 20, 21, 22 shows already. Got another, I think, 20 scheduled. All the details at Ancient Aliens Live Tour .com. And we talk about both the ancient and the modern. So ancient astronaut theories, some of the amazing sites all around the world, like the pyramids, the Nazca Line, Stonehenge. But also, of course, we get right up to date with what's going on with the UFO mystery. Hearings in Congress, the NASA report that's going to drop, I think, within days now, all the sightings from the military. So, something for everyone.
Yeah, I just interviewed a guy the other day that is a professor at Harvard in astronomy. And so he comes at this kind of extraterrestrial world and astronomical world from a little different tact. He doesn't take much stock in any of the the footage, any of that kind of stuff. He calls that boring. And he comes at it from a strictly scientific point of view. But in saying all of that, that does nothing more than to bolster what you guys are doing, right?
Absolutely. And now I'm guessing that's Avi Loeb. I know Avi, and I'm actually a member of the Galileo Project, which is his group that's trying to get data on this. And absolutely, what's happening at the moment with the whole UFO subject is great, because for the first time we are really bringing in the scientific and academic community into this. I mean, previously, I don't think they really looked at it. So it takes innovative thinkers like Professor Avi Loeb to say, you know what, science is about looking at data. Let's see what data we have. And if we don't have good enough data, let's go and get our own. And that's exactly what he's doing. And of course, he's just come back from Papua New Guinea. He's written up a scientific paper, which is currently being peer-reviewed, about some materials that he's found. And this is what proper UFO study should be.
Right.
And I think we've got multiple UFO, or UAP as we call it now, provisions drafted for the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act. And that's going to try and marry together government, the intelligence community, but also science and academia.
Yeah, that's fascinating. We're talking to Nick Pope here on the National Defense Ancient Aliens in the live tour. Of course, you know Ancient Aliens from the History Channel. And, you know, you're going to all these different cities. And I was looking at the list of cities. You're going to be in Des Moines. You're going to be in Wichita, Kansas. Is there a city that is more attuned to this than another?
Oh, well, gosh, difficult question. It's not actually on our list. But, of course, were we to play a show in Roswell, New Mexico. That would be the ultimate home audience, I guess. Now, sadly, we've not currently got that on the list, but who knows for the future. You know, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, all our crowds have been enthusiastic. I think, it really just depends. Sometimes it depends what's breaking news in that particular week. And I can guarantee that even with shows next week, even some story will break before we even go on the road. I'm sure things are that fast moving at the moment.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I understand there is a free abduction with each show.
Yeah. Just don't blame any of us if we bring the UFOs and the aliens down.
Hey, Nick, in your experience, what has been the strongest evidence that you've seen from anything? And I know you've got a lifetime of this, but something that just stands out to you that that's really hard to refute?
Well, I think, and this was in one of the two reports that we've had on all this from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. For me, it's when you have a UFO sighting detected across multiple sensor platforms. So not just a pilot seeing it, but at mm-hmm. the same time, tracked on radar, maybe picked up on satellite, electro-optical, weapon seeker, whatever it is. A former DNI, John Ratcliffe, gave an interview a while ago where he let slip, I'm not sure quite whether accidentally or on purpose,
right.
the fact that there was satellite imagery of all this. And of course, as you know, Congress is currently looking at some whistleblower
right.
claims. We had the testimony of David Grush and also two pilots, David Fravor and Ryan Graves, recently. The Senate Intelligence Committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Community Inspector General, all at the moment working hard to try and validate some of these claims. The Pentagon, of course, has its own office, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, working on this. And it's just, you never know what's going to drop next. There's never been a better time, I think, for anyone that's interested in this subject.
Yeah, and you know what Ari talked about too, which is so true, is it is kind of finally coming out of those secret closets. You know, I mean, people are starting to talk about this all the time now, and not just whispers. They're bringing it into the public attention, and especially these pilots, because they really have nothing to gain from releasing that information, right?
Right, nothing to gain, and arguably quite a lot to lose.
Yes.
There is still, I mean, I think it's diminished, but there is still stigma. And I talk quite a lot to military and civilian pilots who still tell me, a lot of them, you know, if I see something, I'm not going to say something. And
right.
And they're trying to change that. There are organizations trying to destigmatize it. But it's down ultimately, as you know, it's a chain of command issue.
Right.
There needs to be leadership on this, and the chain of command needs to make the pilots feel that they can report it, and they should report it, because we need the data.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Nick Pope here in the National Defense, Ancient Aliens on the History Channel and the Ancient Aliens Live Tour. So what is, in your opinion, Nick, kind of the worst case scenario that that could come from an alien encounter?
Well, I guess without wanting to be too over dramatic, worst case scenario is an existential threat posed by a civilization which, if they have interstellar travel, it's one of the few good assumptions, has technologies orders of magnitude above and beyond anything we have. Or perhaps even an inadvertent existential threat from a biohazard that
sure.
might
oh,
come
yeah.
when
right.
you know, we're having to be careful, extremely careful, for example, about all those sample return missions that NASA
yes.
is doing.
Yes.
So biohazard and alien invasion. But I like to think, I'm an optimist, I like to think of not just the threats, but the opportunities. What
sure.
might we learn from a civilization millennia ahead of us in terms of science, technology, things that might help us overcome some of the problems we face on Earth, you know, technologies that could feed the world, give everyone fresh, clean drinking water,
yes.
Clean, cheap energy, those sorts of things. And I think technology is the key.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't know, you know, how much you know about quantum physics, but I just watched the Ant-Man and the Wasp movie, and that might solve a lot of questions for you.
Right. I am not an expert in quantum theory. I'll leave that to the theoretical physicists.
Hey.
But what I do know is that it's bizarre and spooky.
Yes. You mentioned Stonehenge. That's something that has just fascinated me and so many other people through the years. What's your take on that?
Well, it is bizarre. And I of course, as a Brit, I've lived in the U.S. since 2012. But, of course, growing up in the U.K., I visited it several times over the years, and it's staggering. And you wonder, with those immense blocks weighing hundreds of tons, how did they erect the structure? But it's not even that. These blocks, we know this geologically, were transported hundreds of miles to even get them there. And you can have the same debate about the pyramids, about sites all around the world. And it is a head scratcher. Did we have a little bit of help in the ancient past? Right. Giorgio Tsoukalos, the guy with the hair, he says everyone has a teacher. He says everyone has a teacher. Is it that bad to suggest that we as a whole, humanity, might have had teachers, perhaps from across the stars? So I think, you know, ancient aliens and ancient aliens live, we're a sort of what if show. And yeah. And I think we want to make people think, and maybe make people think, what if everything we think we know about the past is wrong?
Yeah, no, it's fascinating, and it's a great show. Ancient Aliens on the History Channel and Ancient Aliens Live. And Nick, where do people go to find out if it's coming to their city?
AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Nick, thank you so much. It's always great to catch up with you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.